Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you doing this week?
Just admiring the iPad. We're going to start calling you Mr. iPad now.
Okay. Well, you know, it's, I mean, for note-taking and stuff, I tell you, it's been a lengthy conversion, but, you know, we... You know, Saturday mornings or Sunday afternoon, you know, we get emails with contracts and stuff, and it's just made life so much easier so that we can respond, you know, in a quick manner to those people. So
that's fabulous.
Just trying to up the service level here, John.
I'm looking for an excuse to have the wife let me get one. So
very, very good.
You know.
Well, I pulled mine off as work. I had to have it for
okay.
work. So there you go. You need to get the radio station to get on board.
There you go.
Well, we always like to start off with a little bit of local news. Earlier this week, we had seen reported, the Herald reported, that out in West Richland, a company by the name of MV Investments had finally broke ground on a $9 million project to put some more apartment buildings out there.
Saw that.
And that's at West Richland. That's the corner of Dallas and Kennedy Road. We've been tracking it for a long time. As it kind of alluded to in the article, they had to move a pond. There was like an irrigation pond smack in the middle of the project. So they moved that, built a new pond for KID. And so now I went out there just to double check after I'd seen the article. I was looking at another house out there. They were pouring foundations earlier this week.
Wow.
And so it looks like they are projected to be able to have occupancy by late summer. So
That's moving.
With us still being around 98-99% occupancy rates for people that work at Hanford and work in the Richland area, that's going to be another great option off that Keene Road corridor for people to live out there.
Yeah, so. And when you lower the occupancy rate, sometimes the prices help. It helps the prices too.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right.
Maybe making things a little more affordable.
They have been increasing dramatically, and it's very difficult for people to find affordable housing right now with the apartments being like that.
Mm-hmm.
Another news that we had our January numbers released, and things are looking pretty good. You know, we were a little concerned about November, December, what we had seen there, but inventory is still holding steady, about 950 homes. We ticked up activity from December. In December, we had only had 188 homes go under contract and sell. January, we actually saw that number increase to 223. Our closing number was 145, which is a pretty low number, 145 homes. That's the lowest we had seen since January of 2009, but we were expecting that having so few under contracts in December. But in consideration, when we look back to last year, that number was 165 with tax credits. Mm-hmm. So not having tax credits now and having December be so slow with weather related and holidays, we're looking really good. What we do is we like to take that number, how many have sold and closed, compare that to our inventory, and see what we have. I call that an absorption rate in my industry. Mm-hmm. And that means that we have about a 6.5 month supply of homes, which is a very balanced market. In fact, 6 is the number that we generally use in the industry that that gives us a balanced number. So, you know, we had gone and gone for so long with a short supply, you know, and we had seen that supply of homes be, as we go into the summer months and more start to sell, we'll more than likely see that number decrease to be back like a 4 month supply of homes.
Yeah.
Depends upon the amount of building and stuff, but right now, currently, we're in a pretty balanced market. So, you know, that's buyers and sellers, that's pretty even. And for all the projections we've talked about, the numbers were fairly good, encouraging, I think, for January and what we've been looking at.
The crystal ball worked.
Well, at least that time. So, now on to our topic of the day. We've talked about it before, but it's a lot different to talk about it and have somebody that actually knows the program. So we've talked about what programs exist out there that buyers can use or take advantage of to help them get into a home and have home ownership. So we went direct to the expert. We have in the studio with us today, we have Michelle Burden, who's a housing resources specialist with the City of Richland. And Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And you are, well, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do at the City of Richland, and, you know, give us a little bit of background, how long you've been in Tri-Cities and how that works a little bit.
I've been in Richland for since 1983, so I'm kind of a native now to Richland.
you have passed that. Yeah,
I have.
Passed that 20-year
yes.
mark. So, okay.
And actually, I lived here in the early 70s, too, when I was quite young. But ended up coming back, and I've made it my home, so...
Okay, that's fabulous. So you know the area. And how did you end up at the city of Richland?
Basically, I applied for a job there.
Okay.
Got it. But in this position, the housing resource specialist position, I've been providing down payment assistance loans for 8 years now.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about how that program works, who it's targeted for, and what exactly does it provide?
The program provides assistance to low to moderate income first-time home buyers in Richland who are looking to purchase a home in Richland. It provides up to $4,000. The borrower is required to bring in a minimum of $1,000 of their own funds to participate in the program.
Mm-hmm.
We go by the FHA 203B limit for the cap on a purchase price of a home. And it's out there and readily available right now for first-time home buyers.
Okay, great. So we've got a buyer that's potentially looking at, they're potentially looking at, say, $100,000, $120,000 home. They might be short the 3.5% required down payment. But if they have $1,000 of their own money to put towards this purchase and meet the requirements, then the city's program would help kick in the extra down payment. Is that
That's correct.
Roughly how it works? And then how is that in the form of a grant? Is it a low interest loan that's repaid? How does that stay with the property?
Sure. It is a low, it's a non-interest bearing loan. It's a lien on the property. It becomes due and payable if they sell it, refinance it, no longer use the property as a primary residence. So basically it's cash up front at the time of closing, and it's used again towards down payment and closing costs, and a lien is placed on the property.
Okay, that's great. So then, last time I checked at the local credit unions and stuff, they weren't handing out 0% loans.
That's correct.
So that's a pretty good deal.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Talk to us a little bit about income requirements. I mean, if you make $80,000 a year, you're probably out, I'm guessing. But, you know, what are we looking at there as far as who can do this program in rough numbers? I mean, I don't expect exact numbers on the show here, but in rough numbers, what are people looking at?
Sure. The Department of Housing and Urban Development set the income guidelines per the area every year. And so anybody who's 80% and below can qualify for our program, depending on household size.
Okay.
So it really comes down to how many people are going to be living in your household to determine the income that is set.
Okay, gotcha. That makes sense. Now, just out of curiosity, background, where does the funding for these programs come from? How does that work every year?
Sure. The Department of Housing and Urban Development, they have a certain formula for our area, depending on the need, Pasco, Kennewick, and Richland, because we're a consortium. They set the calculation, and typically where the most need is where most of the funding goes. But so between the three of us, the three cities, it gets split up that way.
Okay.
Based on a calculation.
Gotcha. If you had to guess, or I don't know if you know, or roughly, like, how many of these do you do a year in Richland?
For down payment, I do between 20 and 30 a year.
Okay,
that's
gotcha.
Pretty good.
So 20 or 30 families for first-time home buyers. Now, do you have to be a first-time home buyer, or what's the requirement there?
A first-time home buyer is considered someone who hasn't owned a home within the last 3 years.
Okay, so if someone had been renting in another city for the previous 3 or 4 years, they could actually come back and qualify for this?
If they owned a home in a different city, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Like if they'd been renting for 3 years and hadn't owned a home.
Yeah, that's correct. Any renter can, yeah. It's just someone who has owned a home previous to the 3 years.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Now, I find that a lot of people in this process, you know, and a lot of people, you know, say, yeah, there might be stuff available, but I'm not sure how to get it. is it a difficult process to go through with you, or what are the steps that are kind of involved for someone to see if they qualify and check into this program?
Well, they can visit our website, the City of Richland's website, or they can call me, and I can step them through it and let them know if they potentially qualify. But basically, it comes down to, are you low to moderate income, are you a first-time home buyer, and is the home located in Richland? And if you can meet those, it's pretty much a done deal that they qualify.
Okay, gotcha. Now, I'm sure there's, I've been through some of these transactions with you guys before. I can tell you from my perspective, on my side, from the agent's perspective, it was relatively painless. It really was. You guys have one additional inspection, right?
That's
you've
correct.
Come out to see the property. Mm-hmm. And what's that additional inspection about? What does that cover?
The property must meet the housing quality standard inspection, which HUD requires.
Okay.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD. We look to make sure you have windows, doors, electricity, running water, and we also do a visual lead-based paint or a visual paint inspection to see if there's cracking, peeling, chipping paint. And if there is, and sometimes that's a deal breaker depending on what year the house was built. Anything built prior to 78 and it has chipping, cracking, peeling paint.
Probably lead.
Yeah.
We've talked about that on the show before.
So we definitely have to get that remedied prior to us being able to put funding into a property like that.
Well, that makes sense for a health issue.
Correct. No. Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, great. We always ask folks, maybe they don't make these mistakes once you get a hold of them, but we always ask people, what's the biggest mistake that you see buyers maybe make in the process or not taking advantage with your program?
I get a lot of not only buyers but lenders or realtors that say, I didn't know you had a program out there.
Right. Mm.
So
that's the biggest mistake.
I think that's the biggest.
That's why we had you on the show, because I run into that a lot of times, is people didn't know that program was available.
Until it's too late.
Yeah.
Now, how finite, I know you can't put an exact number on it, how finite is the funding? Did you run out last year? Was there more need than what you used? What's your general pulse on that?
In 2010 was probably the first year I hadn't ran out of funds.
Okay.
Starting this job.
Okay.
Every other year we typically run out of funds September, October time frame.
Okay,
so this would be the time of the year to look into it.
Yes.
So that's your warning, folks. The free money is going to run out around September or October.
Yeah. So get it in gear.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's great. That's great advice.
Well, and if they're looking outside of Richland, Kennewick and Pasco each have their own programs as well, and you can visit their website or visit, call the city of Kennewick and talk to the appropriate person.
Just go down to City Hall and they can steer you in the right direction.
Yep. And the funding is, you have to visit and see what they offer. Mm-hmm. Each city has their own limit and how much that they can afford to help a first-time home borrower.
What, for you personally, what's the most challenging part about your job or your position?
Having to say no to people that are just a skosh overqualified for our program.
Oh, that would be difficult.
It is.
So they make $2,000 too much.
Yeah.
And they obviously have a need, but they're right on the edge.
That's correct. And there's not a thing I can do for them.
That would be tough. Mm-hmm. That's really difficult. Mm-hmm. That is a great answer. Well, yeah.
But typically with that, I try to steer them to the Washington State Housing Finance Commission, who also have programs out there. If they use a participating lender in our area, they can latch on to House Key and House Key Plus, which are a mortgage and down payment program.
Okay, that's fabulous. Well, Michelle, you've been a huge, huge resource to first-time homebuyers that are looking in the city of Richland. I can tell you, just from a housing advocate point of view, I appreciate what you do and what the city does to help first-time homebuyers. If folks need to get a hold of you to look into these programs, obviously they could come to my website and I can send them your information to you. But if you have a second on the radio, what are the best ways to contact you to learn about these programs?
Giving me a call. at 942-7580.
Okay.
Or visit our city website, and my email address is there, and you can email me.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Well, Very good. Once again, thank you for the city of Richland for having you come in, and thank you for taking the time to come in and work with first-time home buyers. And once again, from the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update, we appreciate all that you've done to help people get into housing.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And we'll be right back on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We are missing our sidekick this week, Mr. Scott Ridgway. Kind of left us high and dry, but I think we can make it through, John.
Well, I could say people are watching the markets. There we go.
Very good. So we'll definitely miss our mortgage rate market update this week. Scott will be back next week to kind of fill in there. In that first segment, we were talking to Michelle Burden from the city of Richland about first-time home buyer assistance packages. I mean, she was saying that with $1,000 of your own money for a first-time home buyer, if you meet the income requirements, you qualify for a $4,000 down payment assistance loan at 0% interest. And that goes on a lien against the property. So, I mean, just as, you know, we talked 2 weeks ago that our market is projected to increase potentially 3 to 3.5%. You buy a $100,000 house, you get $4,000 down payment assistance. In a year, that house is appreciated to $103,400. You've almost covered your down payment assistance that you got, and that's not generating any interest on that money.
Yeah, and that helps because that's one less thing they have to worry about is the interest on the assistance.
And so like she mentioned, roughly 25 to 30 people take advantage of that every year. So the question is for our first-time home buyers out there, or if you know any first-time home buyers looking in Richland, do you know somebody that could help out with that program, somebody that we could help with that program, because there's some great homes in Richland that you can buy.
And also, expanding to Pasco and Kennewick, too, she mentioned they have similar programs as well. So in all three of the cities, if you know somebody that's looking, there is assistance help out there. And then, of course, she also mentioned the state programs, too.
Definitely. And so if people are looking for property, let's talk about some property that you can use these on. This is where it gets exciting with what we've got going on. Brand new listing that we just put on the market this week. Sign went up for the weekend. 3921 12th Avenue in Kennewick. 4-bedroom, 2-bath home. It's on over an acre. Ooh. And so 12th there is just kind of behind Fred Meyer on 395 up there. Doesn't seem like that's an area of town you'd normally get an acre and be so close to town, but you can with this house. Great little neighborhood, tile floors, updated kitchen counters, and it has a huge, if you've got cars or work on Jeeps or whatever you want to do, there's a 24x36 shop that goes with this property, and it's priced at $163,000.
That is a very good price.
I mean, to get an acre, and there's fruit trees galore. I mean, there's pear trees and apple trees. It's really set up as, I mean, you don't even know that you're in the middle of the city there. So
I've seen some of those lots up there, and it's like country right in the middle of Kennewick.
That's exactly what it is. So you kind of get the best of both worlds up there. So that's pick number one. Pick number two, 8404 Packard in West Pasco. This is your 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,100 square foot Rambler. Great Rambler home up there, right across the street from New Elementary School, West Pasco. All vinyl siding, vinyl soffits. They did kind of the upgraded package on all of the sidings, so we're talking no paint, no maintenance there. And this house is priced at $139,000.
Wow.
In fact, there's the exact same floor plan house down the street that's a bank repo, and it's priced the same at $139,000. This owner said, I'm ready to move it. Let's just move it. So fabulous deal in that area of West Pasco.
That is pretty incredible.
So we've gone two in that lower price range. We'll jump up a little bit, move up price range a little bit to $320,000. But what that's going to get you is Hanson Park at 408 South Kansas off of Columbia Center Boulevard and 4th up there. basically brand new house. Doesn't even feel like the owner lives there. I mean, the carpets are perfect. I don't think they've ever worn shoes inside. I mean, it looks brand new. We've got 2,600 square feet, granite countertops, four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, huge backyard for entertaining, and like I said, priced at $320 in Hanson Park. This is a hot house out there.
That's a very nice.
The last listing we had in Hanson Park sold in 13 days. I mean,
wow. It was
popular neighborhood, not a ton of building going on out there right now. So this is just a fabulous resale home in that part of town.
And you're close, you know, you hop on the boulevard, zip, you're down, you're close to shopping, you're close to retail.
Movie theaters.
Ridgeview Elementary is up there.
Americans games at the Coliseum.
Yep.
I mean, everything is so, so close. They just opened that new Fred's Appliance store there on the corner. You can go get your new appliances.
There you go.
So
you walk about 150 feet.
So very, very, very convenient location up there. Lots of new inventory still coming on the market. We've been evaluating homes all week, lots of homes. It's really an exciting time. I mean, this is the time of the year, John, I mean, where I get very excited about property. I mean, just every day we're seeing new homes that are coming on the market and potentially great properties for all of our clients and buyers out there. And like I said, we talked about a balanced market. We're still moving homes. We're seeing kind of an uptick in the under contract, so we expect next month to even be better based upon those numbers.
Now, the balanced market is nice because when you have that 6-month supply, when you're balanced, as you said, between buyers and sellers, it tends to make sure that if you have a shortage, the prices are probably going to go up because of the demand.
Correct.
But if you have a huge glut of houses, like we see in some of the other depressed markets, it kind of depresses the value. So when when it's balanced, it's pretty much fair and equitable for everybody. You're going to get a good
really
price.
Does. Yeah, you're exactly right. We're not seeing the huge inventory gluts that the other markets are seeing. Mm-hmm. We've just been, like we continue to say on the show, we've just been, you know, very blessed to be in this market. Steady supply, steady sales right now. If Scott was here, he would be chiming in our ear about how great interest rates are. And so, and we know that's the case. And so that's why we're just continuing to be very healthy. I think see a healthy amount of movement and buyers in there. So as far as we can see for the next 6 or 7 months, we're excited about the opportunity for our sellers, and we're also excited about the opportunity for our buyers that are out there looking.
And one more time to stress, with the information from the city of Richland, 6 or 7 months, that's not far from September and October when those assistance funds run out.
Well,
so
exactly,
we can't stress that enough either.
Yeah, that's exactly right. She said, except for 2010, like she said, that was the first year that she hadn't ran out of funds, and she normally runs out of funds around September or October, which usually means to ensure that you're going to get those funds, you probably want to be in contract July, August, to make sure you're in contract and you're in line to use those last of those funds. So,
and since we're in February, now would be a good time to start assembling things, contacting you, contacting Scott, and laying the groundwork so that you're not trying to catch up to the ice cream truck this summer. I don't know where that came from, but
that's exactly right. And so it's just like our sellers that we've been evaluating and giving suggestions about yard work and staging and stuff. We're doing so much of that this time of year. The same type of thing rings true for our buyers. So getting in line, getting our budget number, knowing if we qualify for the down payment assistance, and then using those numbers to determine exactly what we can buy. And so there's a lot of steps that really goes in front of the real estate process of getting in the car and finding the property. And like Michelle talked about, the hardest part of her job was telling people that they just missed it, or they couldn't qualify by $1,500 or $2,000. Well, you know, that's not missing it by much.
No.
She does know that that's difficult, but better to find out, you know, beforehand, where she said you could switch programs, go to a different Washington State program. You know, that process, though, could take a couple weeks. So having all of that decided ahead of time, knowing what we're looking for, then we can get in the car and find the property.
And you need to remember, too, folks, if you're listening, that if you have questions about the down payment assistance in any of the cities, get a hold of Lance, because he works with these people. You maybe call him and say, hey, we're interested in this program. Let's go.
That's it. That's exactly right. We can get you in contact, get you the right applications that you need, and get you to the folks at these cities so that you can determine if this is an option. So for a lot of people out there that are in that 99% of occupancy and rentals, the rates may have been going up on the apartments.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for other housing options or decided this is time to make the move, we'd love to speak to you about that, and we can get you in contact with the folks that know about the down payment assistance. And once again, I can't stress enough how thankful we are for the city of Richland to send Michelle in to talk to us, provide the background for those programs, and help our listeners out there get into a home as soon as they can.
Absolutely. And give them the contact info.
509-727-8977. That's my cell phone. Mm-hmm. So you'll get directly to me. If you have any questions or can't write that down as you're driving right now, feel free to always go to kenmoreteam.com. Shoot us a quick email. Grab our contact info there, and we'd love to help you out.
And they will respond quickly. So we'll look forward to more information and the return of Scott as well next week, right here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870.